Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Inner City Hermit. One that's, well, for me, it's, I wouldn't call it a big deal, but it's a bigger deal than my fucking usual ones where it's just me talking shit. But I do have my really good mate here, Darcy Gannon. He's here and he's come on to chat. Well, we're probably going to chat about a couple of random things, but main thing is you've recently, and I know we took like half an hour to get this thing on the road because you're posting shit on your Instagram page for your business. So, yeah, what is a business? I mean, would be the main question. I kind of know, but I don't really know. Yeah. So
it's a bit of a weird one. My parents used to sell jewelry full time for a living, just from home. And for one reason or another, they split up. So they sort of went their separate ways and it was just too hard to keep doing that thing together, yeah, for work. So it sort of fell a bit on the back burner. Mum's always done it on the side, but it's never really been a full-time gig. So a side hustle. Yeah. So, they used to sell like everything, like earrings, necklace, bracelets, all that sort of stuff. But mum mainly does, like engagement rings and stuff now.
Is she like the one that does it or does she like outsource?
Yeah. So like she's literally just been doing it through word of mouth. So before I come over here tonight, I won't say who it was because obviously Mrs. will find out.
Yeah.
But a guy was over and he'll come and say, okay, this is the sort of thing I want. And mum will work. She's got suppliers that supply diamonds and people then who set it. So she's just got all the connections. The reason I want to get into it is just because I've sort of always been interested in doing my own little
You and I kind of have our chats are mainly you and I doing like dumb business ideas or like just thinking of random shit. Like I remember going to your like first ever Feed the Chook fucking thing at the Drapilio Hotel. Yeah. Like I think, you know, from all the times that I've known you, it's always been like really business orientated.
Yeah, I've been doing something stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that because you know, like I always think about like my old YouTube videos and like you kind of like progress through your like life until you get to something where you're like, for example, like you're starting kind of like, I wouldn't call it like a legitimate, but it's kind of like, it's more established.
The goal is to make money with this one.
Exactly. Yeah. That's and like your kind of goals change as well. Yeah. Like, you want to kind of make a living out of it. That's really cool. So is your mum like in like full steam ahead with it?
Well, mum's still working full time. She works for the government. So the plan will be eventually, like hopefully, for us both to do it full time. But literally the reason I thought about it, always sort of wanted to do my own thing. And then mum had this doctor, I don't even know how she got in contact with him, or like it was a friend of a friend that sent him mum's way, and he got quoted, like he was pretty wealthy, like a doctor, and he went into one of the shops, you know, Michael Hill, one of those ones, and got quoted on this ring for X amount of money, came to mum, and she turned out she could get it made for like a third of the price. And it was like a massive difference.
Yeah, that's sick.
So, and then mum got it made up for him, and I started talking to mum, and she ended up only throwing on like an extra 2%.
Oh, really?
The sale, yeah.
Far out. Him.
And I'm like, mum, you realise you could have added a 50.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's kind of like, you know, how you're kind of in that phase of like you're doing a favour. You're exactly not thinking of it like a business.
It's kind of weird because like mum could have added on, you know, an extra 20% and still save that guy 30% on the original price. He'd have been cheering. And she'd have made all this money, and it was literally from, like, she meets with him.
Yeah.
She obviously, like, knows her product really well, but after that, she makes a call to the diamond supplier. They source a diamond, send it to her. She makes a call to the jeweler. They send it to her, send it back. He comes picked up. So mum makes, like, two phone calls.
That's
and
sick.
And the jeweler, and she's, like, done the sale.
So it's a lot of, like, you know, your mum's kind of like that middleman in a way, like,
the way I look at it, mum's got the connections and knows everyone. And I kind of understand that, like, she has been doing it for favours because it's mainly been friends and friends of friends.
Just for sure.
Word of mouth. But if we can get it that next step further where she's never done any sort of marketing, she is on social media, but not posting.
Yeah, like that, and I guess there's that too, like, you know, when you do have someone, you know, just this coming from my mum, for example, like I'm always trying to convince my mum to get on Instagram with her all her like her prep resources.
Yeah.
And it's just like they don't really think about, I mean, your mum's probably got a better idea than my mum, but like they don't really think about the scope that social media and if you market things properly on social media, how much like more of a or how much more like customers or revenue you can kind of make from that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
my mom literally will be like, "Can you? This person posted this 3 days ago on their Facebook. Can you find it for me?" Like she is so bad.
Like, yeah, exactly. And like you know that's fair enough too. Like you kind of expect that from like that. So I think like that's pretty sick. That like what's the business called?
It's called Gold by the Gram.
So Gold by the Gram.
It's always been called that.
Yeah.
That's sort of what mum and dad set it up as. And originally they, which like it would be cool to get back into this. Mum and dad used to do like jewelry parties. So they'd go to like friends' houses in Rockhampton, for example.
Yeah.
Like all this stock that flied up.
Yeah, kind of like Tupperware sort of. Yeah.
So, but the main sort of income mum has at the moment is from engagement rings, just mainly because she doesn't have any money within the business.
Mm.
So she'll do like one ring every 6 weeks and just use it as a bit of extra cash.
Yeah, for sure.
I think the way we can move.
Oh, you can make so much. And the thing too with engagements is they're becoming so much. There's so much social media involved with it now. Like, you know, everyone, I know like a lot of girls that I talk to, specifically girls, like obviously some boys as well, but they're really keen on getting that, you know, that social media sort of acknowledgement for those engagements. So if you, so, and you know, I always look at it like how many people tag or how many people like will post a photo of an engagement. And you know, that's an opportunity for you to kind of get your business
It's funny you say that, because if you look at anyone's post, like the highest engaging post is when people are pregnant or getting
married. Yeah, massively.
So, and the way I look at it, instead of just post having an Instagram page where we're posting random rings and stuff like that, I want to try and change our content up. And I think the way that you need to work your content is it needs to either be like informative, or tell a story, or be funny.
Yeah,
so
for
instead of posting, like literally just my first ever post just then on the page.
Yeah, and you post it to your own account, you dickhead.
Yeah, but 2 seconds and deleted it. So instead of posting the engagement ring that mum made, it's a photo of Katie and Charlie, my two friends, getting engaged.
Which is really cool.
Tells a story about
and that's,
they met,
you know, that's
together for this long,
that's the hook too. Like, you know, and I definitely believe that. I always look at the clothes that I wear, you know, like I wear a lot of Few and Far Collective clothing, and it's got nothing to do with the clothing, but when they use those models as to like, you know, this is what it could look like, you know, same sort of thing, but a little bit different. Like I buy my clothes based on like, what's the model look like? What are they doing? Like, not just like a picture of the t-shirt. Like,
I think as well, like, and the sort of the, it's one of the main ways I got into this was through a podcast, and the guy who runs it, his name's Ice, runs YKTR and stuff.
Oh man, I love the YKTR podcast.
And like,
podcast.
He says like, his shirts are the same shirts that you're wearing that I'm wearing. They just got four letters on it.
Yeah.
And the reason people buy it is because of the way those four letters are lined up.
Mm.
The story behind his brand, like they, their content is all about documenting their journey, whether it's when they stuff something up or when they sell out in like a day, or whether it's him packing stuff in, you know, his, his garage.
Yeah, that like, vlog thing too. Like you can't buy into
it's
that
just,
vlog.
It's all that the way he talks about it is you like give in terms of content. You're putting out all this value, and then when it comes time for you to sell, you've already provided people with like all his podcasts talk exactly about what I'm talking about now, like how to, you know,
and
content,
I think the thing
of content,
exactly, and the thing about that as well, and it's something sort of why kind of I pushed down that like YouTube avenue, like I was just going to record and not have any, but that putting a face to the brand as well, like I know, for example, listening to that podcast and watching the vlogs, like I'm so much more inclined to buy something because, you know, not just like you think the clothes are cool, but you know, you're supporting something that you can kind of get behind.
Yeah.
So like, you know, your kind of aspect of going is it's like a family run thing. Like I think it's, excuse me, it's, that was gross. I just, I tried to keep it real quiet. Oh shit. Like I think the whole like son and mum sort of vibe, and like even getting like, cause I know you and like, you know, I've met your mum a couple times, but like just from the times that I've met her, she's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So like if you were to go down that avenue, like it'd be quite a funny sort of vlog.
Well, there's sort of like two ways that I'm thinking about it, and that sort of breaks off again. But so in terms of mum's business, the content I want to put out, obviously we are going to post like, if mum's got something, like we've got a pearl necklace at home that mum's going to try and sell. So I just post a photo of the necklace, like for sale. But most of our posts, the content's going to be like, instead of engagement rings, because that's like most of what mum does.
Yeah.
It's posting the photos of when people get engaged, right? Telling a bit of story about them. You know, people connect with it more rather than just scroll past it.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that. The second one is another way that we're starting to get into. Our first one's coming up actually is through charity events.
Yeah.
So we're doing, I kind of line this up through work, but the telethon ball, they're like...
Yeah, I know the one. Yeah.
So mum will set up a silent auction where she'll take in, say, 10 pieces and say, hey, mum, get something from the wholesaler for $500. She'll set the opening bid at 1,000.
Yeah.
And the thing might be valued like retail at $3,000 or something, right? So she's got the valuation there to say, this is what you'd buy.
Yeah, yeah.
So mum pays $500 for it. These are the loose numbers, by the way.
Yeah.
For the sake, I figured that. Yeah. So mum will set the opening bid at 1,000. So people come in and there's 10 things. There's a sheet of paper next to each one with the valuation and the opening bid. As soon as someone bids on it, mum makes that money. So when it's $1,000, mum keeps that $500.
Yeah.
And then any other bid goes straight to the charity, right?
Yeah, which is unreal.
So it's free for them to have us there. People think they're getting a sick deal. Well, they are getting a sick deal because it's, you know,
it's kind of, you know, you're kind of, it's, how would I say it? Like you're not going to make a heap of money, but the exposure you're going to get and the views you're going
to
get.
It's so easy. Like, I've been to ones with mum in Sydney and she takes 20 pieces and the first person through the door will walk in and go bang, bang, bang and buy three things and that'll cover our flights. And it's like any other things we get.
Yeah.
It's like profit for the weekend.
Yeah, that's
so sick. Surrounding that, I want to do like, I'd love to go out and spend a day in the charity and just take my camera around.
Yeah. And you know, and vlog that because that's going to look sick.
Like people are going to engage with that, the sort of charity thing, have it all tied at the end at the ball.
Yeah.
And then the third one is what? I'm having a mental blank. Oh, I really want to put out a blog.
Yeah.
On the web. That's why I've built the website. Because even the guy who was over tonight, like, and I know you probably and all the boys.
Oh, yeah.
If you come to me and say, I want to buy a diamond, and I'll be like, okay, what do you want? What would you say? No idea.
No fucking clue. Man, like literally I've spoken to Kia all the time. I'm like, look, I'm literally going to have to send you out with like a mate and then like, you know, buying a Christmas present. Like so, you pick it and I'll go buy it.
Exactly.
So and that's not that fun.
And I don't know if you know, Kia might tell you exactly what she wants, but some people, you know, keep it a complete surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
No idea.
Yeah, and it's not really a conversation that you have all the time.
And
you know?
So I want to build, I've built this website, which hasn't launched yet, but... And originally it's just going to be for testimonials, like customer
feedback
and stuff, and also a blog. So just posting once every week, once every 2 weeks, different like learning about diamonds and gold and everything.
Yeah, and there's like those like little fact videos. Well, that's I think that's an awesome idea because, like literally I don't think a lot of people really get it. Like for me, like you said, I just go, this is going to be a fucking expensive rock that I hope she doesn't lose.
If people sit down with mum will take you through and teach everything. Yeah, yeah. If you've got some sort of idea about
what
you want, you can budget. And
I think the thing that intimidates people a lot with those consultation type things is you don't want to go into something clueless.
Yeah,
like you don't,
and just get sold.
And you feel like a bit of an idiot. Whereas, you know, if you're releasing those sort of little information packages, you know, if I found something, I can kind of read up on it. And then, you know, I'll go in and be like, oh, look, you know, I read this and this is what I think. And then it kind of gives you and your mum kind of a baseline as to go in on it as well.
And the way I look at it, if I can provide guys with the information that they need and the value through my content, then when it comes time to buy a ring, they come to me. And also on the back of that, I can target and retarget
people. Oh, 100%, man.
To my website.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. No, you got a really good knowledge of the whole marketing thing.
It's taken me so long to launch it just because I'm trying to... It's still not perfect, but if I wait until it's perfect, I'd never launch it. So tonight, I was like, okay, Monday... Go.
Yeah, so start. We're making history, mate. You've launched it tonight, which is pretty...
15 minutes ago. So.
That's sick, man. Holy shit. No pressure on me, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, and on back to, like, kind of what I'm doing is, like, I think it's good because, like, the whole podcasting platform now, you know, like, a couple of years ago when podcasting wasn't that big and there wasn't many people, you know, there was only, like, from what I know, there's mostly it's only established people that were making podcasts. Now, like... Man, I could put you onto like 6 or 7 that have completely different target audiences and you could have a chat, you know, a free form chat too for like an hour, you know, and it's not like a shameless plug where you come on, you're like, oh, buy my shit. Like, and then you fuck off. It's like, you know, people are going to understand who you are and like, you know, your mindset, your work ethic, how you want to do things. And even down to that like humor side, people are going to kind of understand who you are and then I reckon would be more inclined to buy. Like,
well, that's the other thing I want to try and do is build up a bit of a personal brand because obviously like at the moment I think my passion and excitement is in growing a business but at the end of the day jewelry is like don't really care about it. Like, I want to, yeah, know, start a brewery at the beach or something, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
dude, yeah.
But this... I feel like if, and I can use my own, like, not that I have a following at all right now,
yeah,
but documenting.
Kind of like Gary Vee. Yeah. Like, Gary Vee, his, a lot of his brands he makes, he, it's built on his brand. Yeah. Like,
and like, if I can just document, as you said, the dumb shit Mum and I do and the startups, yeah, we have and blah, 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 through my own personal socials.
Yeah, for sure.
Then when the time comes that I do, you know, if people find it entertaining or valuable, they'll follow me. And then once Mum's set up and business is running, blah, 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 yeah, okay, sweet, now I'm going to start doing this, and which I actually want to do.
Yeah, put, like, your foot in a whole bunch of different... Yeah. Well, that, you know, that's like, again, bringing it back to this sort of stuff. It's like, you know, it's... This is my main platform, but, you know, I do games and I do... I want to do, like, a whole fucking, like... sort of like an organization where we just produce content. Like,
and the thing is, well, if you're producing content that's valuable to people and getting a following, once you have that, it's obviously really tough to establish
but once
you have that platform, you can literally monetize it in so many different ways.
Yeah, like, exactly.
If you had 100,000 followers on the podcast, pop a shirt out with your head on it or Inner City Hermit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's... Like, look at, like, dumb people, like even that Will and Powerfish do, or, like, Bloke's Advice, like... Think about that group when it started. It was literally videos of people jumping through tables and talking about, like, drinking 1,000 beers, and now their shirts are stocked in City Beach. Like,
yeah, and I guess the same for Batuta as well.
Yeah,
Batuta's
exactly
a massive
right.
one. Like, that was kind of like a, you know, a bullshit blog that someone started.
Yeah.
Turned into, like,
now,
you know,
they sell beers.
Yeah, massive. And, you know, I even look at bands like June Rats.
Yeah.
Number one, they do clothes, they do their own lager.
They just
put everything. Like, I'm pretty sure, what, didn't Fisher start as one of the Mad Hueys?
Yeah, he's like,
he was
crew,
in,
like,
that crew. So he built a following, like, obviously had a passion for, like, DJ. And then,
half,
like,
of his thing is just because he's funny as.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is the thing about it. You know, if you ask, like, you, I know you're into, like, that sort of style of music. His music's nothing. It's nothing
not
great.
Yeah,
he's not like
not
a
bad,
flume.
But,
it's
yeah,
not
exactly,
bad, but he's not. But I know I listen to Fisher because of his Instagram presence. Like,
exactly.
it's so funny.
And
like
majority of his Instagram presence wouldn't even be into the
music. Yeah.
They'd still be,
like,
smacking
I saw,
every weekend.
Like, bro, I saw the last one on Facebook. It was like him getting an enema.
Yeah,
like, he vlogged, like, dude, I was crying.
I was sat in the car.
Holy shit, man. Like,
losing
his face when it was happening, and, like, all these, like, little mannerisms, how he does, like, his tongue movements and shit. You're just like...
Poor lady doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you know, that's that... You know, I tease people like Logan Paul and, like, Jake Paul, like, the big YouTubers, because I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, but... You know, they're producing content that's funny. Like,
exactly.
And they want to see it. Like, you know, even down to when they did the whole suicide forest and shit like that. Yeah, they kind of had to take, like, a... Like, I wouldn't condone filming dead people. But, you know, they had to take their stuff down. But I tell you what, there was a lot of interest. A
lot of publicity.
Oh, my God. Like, a ridiculous
amount.
And
they're the same thing, like their shirts. No one's redesigning the t-shirt. Like.
Yeah, like that Maverick shit. It's honestly, like, when you think about it, it's not that cool. But, like, you know, I have kids at my school who are rocking Maverick shirts. And you're like, why?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, it's pretty cool like that. And
not taking away from those sort of people and saying that they didn't work. Like, it's not easy to
build up that platform. And it's, you know, I'm learning firsthand, dude. It's hard, you know. And I think it's like a learning thing. Like, it happened to me the other night. I posted a video on Facebook, like one of my snippet videos, and I was like, this is so funny. Like, this is the one. This is gonna get me. This is gonna
viral.
I literally put it up and I got like 4 likes and I was like, fuck me, this is harder than I thought. Like,
especially the way Facebook and Instagram is now.
Oh,
it's
dude.
Much pay to play,
so. Yeah, it literally is.
It's tough.
Yeah. So, and I guess that was the other thing I was going to ask. Like, do you think you're going to do the whole pay sponsored post?
I'm really interested in, like, Facebook advertising and digital marketing, basically. Anything digital marketing, but I don't really have any background in it. Like, sort of work closely with that at work, but it's not my actual role. So, but literally, man, the crazy thing is, like, when, even if I look at the website and stuff, like, if you play your phone or your laptop, type in how to build a website, there's thousands of things.
Yeah,
you can type
massive.
In how to run Facebook ads.
Oh,
like,
and you can
you're
even
gonna be good at it first.
Exactly.
Time,
yeah.
Like, I think, cause eventually we will, once, you know, we do get a bit of money behind us, we will buy stock and have, like, an online store.
Yeah.
So that's when, you know, we'll sort of be trying to run, targeted ads. And again, off the back of the content, anyone who engages with that content, who comments, who likes, shares it, you know, whatever, that they're going to get served ads. We're going to follow them around, like,
yeah, for sure. And even down to like just the communication with people through comments, like, you know, I look at teams like, you know, like KFC and well, KFC is the one that I saw last. They have literally a person that replies to comments. Yeah. And I can't remember which business it was, but there was a business and they just reply with like funny shit.
Yeah.
And yeah. Was that what you did?
Yeah. For a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone else still does it now though.
But like that sort of, you know, that sort of thing, that communication type thing is really funny. Like it's, you know, for example, something like, I don't eat KFC. Like, you know, it's a business that for me, like as a vegan, like, you know, I don't really give a fuck what people do, whatever. But yeah, it's one of those things where you look at it still and you're like, fuck, this business is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like this is, and it gives you a little bit
and
more character.
And you engage with their content and follow them to see their content.
Yeah.
And bring out a vegan burger.
You're like, bang, I'm there. I'm exactly first one right there. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's so, and I think it's so important too. So like, you know, when you were speaking about like your mum probably not really having that knowledge, I feel like in business nowadays, like you need that knowledge, like even if it's just the slightest thing. But I think, you know, a lot of older sort of people sort of neglect that social media presence and they're always like, you know, oh, I want to be off my phone. And unfortunately, like that's just, not how it is anymore.
Yeah, exactly. People are consuming content. And like, you can delve so deep into it. Like I've got, and as I said, I don't really know too much about this sort of stuff, but.
Luna, go away.
I've got a mate who, I've got a mate who started a chatbot company. So he builds Facebook chatbots.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You can see it on the camera. For those of you who are listening, my dog Luna, as you guys know from the podcast, she knows when we're recording. She's actually just palming Darcy at the moment. So.
That's right.
Yeah, well, but yeah, it is
so
important.
He originally started his company to build chatbots for customer service. So like, say, company would get like, I don't know, companies get heaps of inbox a day, but basically it'll be like, hey, I'm the chatbot, how can I help you? And it'll send customers, depending on how they answer, it'll send them down and either resolve the issue for them. If it needs to be escalated, it'll escalate it, blah, blah, blah. So he started that years ago and it's going pretty well, but I caught up with him recently and he's looking for someone to run, like his paid social advertising, because what he's done, he's just done a thing with this makeup company in New York and they've built content. So like some sort of engaging content, not necessarily selling. It's like whatever, new mascara or whatever. And they've run targeted campaigns. So if you're good at paid social and running targeted digital campaigns, you're going to be hitting people who are interested in your subject, right? Or your product.
Yeah.
So first of all, the ads they're running are already targeted to people that are interested. Anyone who interacts with the content signs themselves up to T's and C's to interact with the bot, and the bot pops up, hey, I'm blah, 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 the chatbot.
Yeah.
This makeup thing was asking questions like, what color is your hair? What color is your complexity? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Taking you on a journey, and then it recommends the product for you, like, oh, judging by your answers, we recommend this product. So not only are people getting targeted out who are already interested in it, then they're getting personalized advice. The third step was if you click through to our website and use this code, you get 40% off. And he said he had like 70% of people who engaged with the content, 67% of them fully completed the chatbot,
which is
insane.
That's like, crazy. Yeah, just to get through like half of it.
And then like
60%
of those people something clicked through to purchase, which is just like.
Yeah, and that's so great. But, and that's coming too, you know, we look at how it was back in the day, like what would you have to do? You'd have to sit in line on a fucking chat line and then, you know, you'd sit there and, you know, by the time you get to the person who's, you've fucking forgotten what you're even gonna ask.
Yeah.
So it's that straightaway feedback.
Yeah.
Like
even they're targeting people and then giving them, people feel special because they're getting personalized advice, plus a discount. And the craziest thing is the bot calculates how many people click through to purchase and then builds lookalike audiences, so they might know that girls between the age of 18 and 19 that have brown hair and brown eyebrows, 60% of them bought this product, so we're going to build another audience.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Again,
so it's obviously
like
got
feeds off itself.
That's nuts. Yeah, like, and that's one thing, you know, we talk about data collection and stuff through laptops and phones. Dude, that data collection nowadays is so, like, it's vital when you're trying to target those ads. Like, I guess, you know, that it's like having that sort of thing. And I mean, even on the flip, like being a business who creates that for other companies, like those people are so like, they're almost pivotal in businesses. And the thing that's awesome too is you can outsource for that.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to have that skill.
And
like
the other thing is you can do it on, you know, you can spend $100 on a social ad or $100,000 on a campaign.
Yeah, right? There's no like, pressure. And
it's not like tiny little businesses can't afford to Facebook advertise because just
The other day I got like a $13 discount code. So, you know, I think even, you know, moving aside those businesses that help other businesses, like the social media sort of thing, like Instagram, they give you like, you know, for me, they hooked me with that, you know, that $13 free one. I'll tell you what, I got so much more engagement. Yeah. And then what was my thought when the 7 days was up? Fuck, why not spend $13 a week? Like, and then you weigh that up as a business, like $13 a week, I'm reaching like 1,000 more people. Like, I shit you not, dude. It really showed me the amount of people who are on Facebook, because, you know, I'll post something and I'll get like 107 interactions, which isn't that much. And well, for me, I thought that was a lot. Yet you put a $13 free trial for an ad, I reached 3,400 people. Yeah. And that's not even a big pay. Yeah. That's a tiny little, you know, and if I was selling a product, like, you know, I'm obviously not selling things, but, you know, views count as like me selling
eventually,
stuff.
Eventually, when you've got 100,000 people listening,
that's
and you're
it.
Posting your video and anyone who comments on it, you smash them with ads for your t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, those things, it's crazy. It's crazy. I think, like I said, it's, if you're someone who kind of rejects that or thinks it's not important, you need like a good kick in the dick, because it's one of those things where it's just exploded now. So how are you finding, you said it took you a while to kind of get off, you know, you wanted to make it so it was perfect. Like, what do you think, you know, what are your philosophies behind, do you think you should just jump in, or do you think waiting and having that foundation, like for you personally, what did you
I think like originally I wanted it all to be perfect, and I just got to the stage where it'd be like, okay, launch on Monday, on the weekend I'm going to build the website and write the first blog post and blah, 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 and then I'd go out on Friday night and like sleep all day Saturday and then, you know, have to mow the lawn on Sunday and get to Monday like, oh, I'll do it next weekend.
Yeah, and you get those like that, those things that you have to do.
Exactly.
Like, unfortunately, you can't just...
It's not my full-time job.
Exactly,
but.
Yeah.
So the main thing I was concerned about, I think, was having content. I didn't want to like go out strong for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then, because obviously we're not going to getting people hitting us up like, yep, do our engagement ring, like we're doing,
it's thankless work. It's
exactly.
Thankless for a good, you know, I would even say for a good year, two years, it's thankless work. You're not going to get as much recognition as you want, but it's that self-motivation, eh?
And I also didn't want to be like, so after 3 weeks just have no content and then be struggling to find it, and then it's not good content, like just posting for the sake of it. So
yeah, and you get caught in that trap too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was my main concern, was just making sure that we had enough content. So I think we've got like 8 or 9 weeks worth of stuff lined up, ready to post now,
which is awesome.
So that's why I was like, I just need to start, like stop being lazy. And now that I have started, I'm like, okay, now I need to get the website up.
Yeah, I feel like that, you know, that was me too, you know, once you start, you suddenly become accountable. You're like, this is, and you know, for me personally with my stuff, and you'll probably feel the same, I always kind of refer it back to my thing, because I mean, this is kind of the only sort of business experience I've got doing this sort of stuff. But you don't want to be that guy that starts and gives up.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big motivating factor.
Especially without
factor.
Trying, like just...
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I got to, I recorded like 5 episodes and then I stopped. And the reason I stopped, you know, I kind of made a couple excuses about like my microphone or whatever, but there was no excuse. It was just, I was like, you know, why am I doing this? Like no one cares. Like no one's going to care if I don't upload a video. And it was just kind of a shit mentality to get in. So like, how do you think, you know, how do you think you're going to motivate yourself to keep going? Like what?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good one. I guess for me, like I've always sort of wanted to do my own thing. I look at like, probably not so much my current job, but my first job out of uni. Like there was one dude who was like head of the company, and everyone was running around so stressed all day trying to make him happy. And like we weren't saving lives or anything. Like it was just...
Was it the furniture?
Nah, U-Foods.
Yeah.
So I was like there's literally people crying about their work, and I'm like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Why is it like working this hard so this guy can go home to his like $4 million apartment? Whatever.
Yeah.
So like, I'm happy to work hard, but I feel like it's got to be something I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what something that I want to do, and jewelry's not really that, but at the moment, that's the motivating thing for me, is figuring out, there's going to be so much stuff I'm going to learn, like I'm going to fail, and the website's going to crash, yeah, or whatever, we're not going to pay that
and
bill.
It's one of those things where they're speed bumps, but I tell you, you learn, so
exactly.
It's like anything, like, you know, you fail a subject at uni, you come back harder, you
even
get injured or something.
Getting your first job, you're never going to get out of uni and land your perfect job, you know, you've got to work in the job that might, you might still like your job, but it's not where you want to be, but you got to work hard. You know, learn your trade.
Yeah.
So eventually, hopefully, I can learn enough through this business to do literally whatever. If I'm 40 and decide that I want to start a cafe in Newstead, like, I want to have the skills and the backing to be able to be like, yep, sweet, let's start a cafe.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do it.
And that's something, too, that a lot of people kind of don't view. Like, you know, they'll see this monotonous kind of work and that sort of stuff. And, like, all of a sudden, you know, you'll kind of be that, like, people don't look at it like, this is a skill that I'm going to use. Mm. Like, they look at it as like, you know, how has this benefited me? What can I see?
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you don't know 5 years down the track that you're going to do the cafe and you've, you know, run finance for a couple different businesses and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's always super interesting, like, the way people look. So, and I think it's an attitude thing, for sure.
I think as well for me, like, I've never really been in a position where that's like, okay, that's it. Like, you're at school, you graduate, and it's like, all right, cool. On to uni, finish uni, get a job. And I was working for, like, I was like, okay, full-time work, you know, getting used to it and stuff. Got like 4 weeks in, and I was like, all right, well, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. So chat to my manager, like, what do I need to, where can I upskill? What do I need to learn? How do I get that job?
Yeah.
Get a promotion. So I guess it's a bit of that as well. Like, the job you're working right now, especially being young and straight out of school, uni or whatever, it's not going to be what you're going to do forever. But, like, take every opportunity, like, even just learning and sponging off the people around you.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's, I said on the way up here, when I was chatting to you about, like, you know, school and stuff, and it's like getting the opportunity to run that subject to do with podcasting. Like, you know, that's something that it's like mixing, because obviously, like, I love teaching. It's seriously, I couldn't imagine myself doing anything else, but if this could take off or something like that, then obviously this is what I want to do. Like, work is what I enjoy, but this is my passion. You know, it does pay the bills. And I think being able to, like you said, you know, upskilling, you know, like, just doing things at school that are going to do this, like just teaching that subject, you know, me finding out the information and then relaying that information back to the kids and being like, you can do this, that helps me, like, get better. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, there's, for example, if your jewelry business does get big, like, and you move on to another business and that business gets big and you just build, like you said, your personal brand on building businesses, there's a business in that.
Yeah.
Like I said, you look at Gary Vee, like, what he runs seminars to, like, you know, 10,000 people.
Makes like $100,000 to stand there and talk for them.
Yeah, to do TED Talks. You know, that's something, that's why, you know, I always say this. I was actually chatting to a guy last night, one of my mates, DJs at, like, Stockies, and we were having a good chat about, like, you know, he was telling me about, like, you don't have to be into music. You don't have, but if you're interested in it and, like, you know, you want to incorporate it in the podcast or something like that, like, that's still part of the industry.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, just because you can't play guitar, just because you're not a professional footballer, doesn't mean that you can't make a living off just talking about it. Like, I think even talking is just a massive, it's sort of an underestimated talent, being able to just...
Well, you got to provide value to people, right, who are listening.
Yeah.
So get the DJ guy in and be like, how'd you get your gigs?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where'd you learn to DJ? What equipment do you use? You know, give people something they can learn.
Yeah.
Learn off. And you can get anyone in. You can get someone in who runs a cafe or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's a couple people that I've got in mind too, like, that are sort of on the same, like, wavelength as you, just starting a business. And I think... You know, I think a lot of people, when they hear this, like, I don't know how many people listen to this, hopefully a lot, but, like, hearing you talk about that is just, it could be the kick in the dick that someone needs to say, hey, fuck, man, like, yeah, I'm working 9 to 5 at a job that I don't like. I've got no motivation. Hearing you might be like that, you know, that push.
Like, make it relatable, like, literally... 6 months ago, I had no idea about any, wouldn't even think about content on my own Instagram or whatever, any of that sort of stuff. Even down to, again, you know, writing copy, like writing captions. I've been doing research on that, researching diamonds, like literally your phone and your laptop, you can literally type in, like, I don't know how to build a website.
Yeah.
Literally, I went on YouTube and typed in how to build a website on Shopify and watched the first video that went for 1 hour, paused it, did the thing, what he said, play,
yeah,
paused.
Yeah.
It's literally like that easy.
We don't live in a society anymore where you have to go somewhere to learn.
Well, that's what Iceware says, is like you could get 20 of the smartest people in the world down for pub trivia.
Yeah.
But if I can sit there with my phone, I'll pump yous all.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like you're automatically, you know, they talk about all the time, like, you know, humans becoming cyborgs and stuff like that. Bro, we're already fucking there.
Yeah.
You literally, just because it's not in your head,
yeah,
doesn't mean you don't have a fucking robot. Yeah. Like, I look at Uber. Like, those guys that have no idea where to drive if they didn't have a little robot in their car saying, turn left, turn right.
I was in the car with him yesterday and he got lost. And I was like, if I wasn't here, what would he have done?
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, you're like, you'd be fucked.
Yeah, like, my first instinct is, I'll pull out my phone and put the address in. Like,
yeah, well,
Granddad doesn't have an iPhone.
Like, yeah, exactly. And, like, yeah, and there's apps or things like Skillshare. Have you ever heard about Skillshare? So Skillshare is pretty much this, like, online thing. I'm doing a little bit of a plug, but I'm not sponsored or anything, but yeah, no. But I listen to a lot of podcasts who are sponsored by Skillshare, and Skillshare is just this online thing where, like, for example, if you were like, I'm into DJing, it'll run like a seminar on how to DJ, basics of DJing, like module one, module two, and you sign up. Like, and even think about this as a business idea. Someone's just gone, collected all this data, started an app, paid all these people to write these online courses.
Probably got someone else to build his app for him.
Yeah, he's sitting, like you said, you know, about the whole, like, the YouFoods guy. He's going to go home to a $4 million mansion while everyone else is doing the work. And, you know, we sit there and you kind of like, in your head, you're like, oh, fuck that guy. But we all want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to be the guy that works 9 to 5. Like,
9 to 9.
9 to 9, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I saw a really good quote the other day where it's like, entrepreneurs are the only people who will give up working 50 hours a week to work 80 hours a week, or, like, you know what I mean? And I always find that sort of quote kind of funny in that, you kind of just got to grind to get to that point where you are that guy that gets to go home to a $4 million mansion. And
I just want to live at the coast in, like, a little shack.
Yeah, bro, I don't want anything. Like, I live in this bloody apartment, and then I'm good, you know, I'm good.
I had a beer with my granddad at the beach yesterday, and I was like, it was just a little bar. I was like, this would be mad. It's a cafe in the morning. I'd wake up, go for a surf, come in, have brekkie, check on everything, go home, punch out a few emails, whatever. Go for a surf in the Arvo, call in, have a few beers.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll see out by 6 o'clock and do it all again tomorrow.
Still going. No, I just need to press that. Sorry, bro. Exactly right. And, like, how good's that? Like, that's what you want to do. And, yeah, and I think that's the beauty of business too, because, you know, you can be an animal that just works and works, but it's quite easy not to be that animal and just be...
Make enough to
get by, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, I think that's really important too. That is really good. Do you think after this is a random question, do you think being involved with the whole jewelry thing might spark an interest in, like, creating jewelry or?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I'm more excited in creating content and figuring out how we can use that content to engage with people and then use that engagement to
sell to people.
Like, the only reason, because literally I was like, I'm going to start a clothing brand and it's like, who's going to buy my clothes? Literally.
Yeah, I have that thought too, man. And I'm like, you know, I see all these people starting clothing brands and they're all artists. And I'm like, fuck, I'm a spud. Yeah. Like, I can't do shit.
They've all got followers because of their art and they put something on a shirt and everyone buys it. But whereas me, what am I going to do? Like,
yeah, no, I feel the same, dude. I'm so fucking talentless besides talking.
The thing that got me with jewelry was, like, it's literally like half of the work. That's the other thing about it.
Yeah.
Half the work's done for me. Like, mum's got all the connections.
Yeah.
She knows all the products. Like, I've just got to get people to her. Like, I don't need to worry about it. Think about setting up a clothing business, you've got to source it, get a print,
ship it. It took me 0.5 seconds to be bored of it. I was like looking down at one shirt, like, shirt distribution thing. I was like, this is fucked. This is so boring. And you kind of, like, I always, Kia was reading that Marie Kondo, buddy. It's like, does this spark joy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this does not spark any fucking joy. Yeah, see you later. But I always say, like I said, you know, and it's, like, you might get this as well, because, you know, a lot of your, like, your mates, I know the guys that you hang out with are fucking funny as shit. Like, they're funny dudes. Are you ever like, you know, like, like get in my videos, like be in my videos and stuff like that. But they're kind of like, oh, nah. Oh, like,
see, because I haven't really even done anything like that in terms of like.
I just remember the Feed the Chook videos were fucking hilarious. Like the one where you're getting up and like you're drinking a beer, you put on like the white, like even your affiliation with like Wipey Threads. Yeah.
Like, and that's sort of the thing that, because I sort of thought about it when I went overseas for whatever, I was 4 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'd just been made redundant from my job and I was like, what am I going to do when I get back? And luckily I got another gig while I was away. Yeah. But before that happened, I was like, what do I really want to do? And I looked back at the stuff I've done that was fun, and it was promoting at nightclubs.
Yeah.
Working for YP Threads and then making, running events. And I literally was like, what did I do that was across all three of them? Yeah. It was literally content. Like the promo post every week was just usually a photo or video of my mate like passed out in the corner or doing something
the
week before.
Yeah.
The YP Thread stuff, that's literally all we did was just make hilarious
videos. Dude, there, like, and 100%, man, like, I remember when you did that ad with Linny.
Yeah.
And I, dude, I fucking lost my shit. That was so, and, you know, that, the guy, and once again, going back to that, you know, be who you are as a business, is that dude that runs the whole YP, he's a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Like, I saw him walking down the street, like, I don't know, like 6 months ago, and, like, automatically I was like, holy fuck, that's the YP Threads guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, you know, he's a little bit like the YKTR guy. Yeah, like, exactly. You see that and you're like, holy, like, he is the business. Yeah, he is the brand, you know, and... Like, I think that's so cool. And, like, I saw the video that they did with that beer pocket in the shirt and how they, like, whip it out like a gun. Like, shit like that is, like, you know, and that's how you get...
Exactly.
You get people tagging, like, you know, humor's the number one. Like, if you saw, like, a serious ad, no one's going to tag their mates,
but the other thing is, like, you're not even selling. Like, that cricket video that we did with YP, nowhere in there was, like, buy this shirt. Everyone in the kit... Everyone's engaged with the video because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then people, like, that's what brings people to the brand. And that's what I was going to say with running the events and stuff. I didn't even realize this at the time, but none of our content we made was like, buy a ticket to our show or come.
Yeah, like, but
literally, me and Ben would rock up to each other's house, have a few beers, be like, okay, let's film this.
Yeah.
And just be like, the one time we made a compilation just of all videos of our mates, just like tackling each other and jumping through table, like, it was just random stuff. Like,
yeah,
it used to go wild. And then the first event we did at Indrapilly had like 1,000 people there.
Oh,
like,
dude, I remember going and I just was just like, holy fuck, this is massive. And like thinking what you just said, I was like, I didn't even know how fucking expensive tickets were.
Yeah.
Like, I literally got there and I even turned to Kira. I was like, how much was it to get in? And she's like, I don't actually know. And I was like, fuck, like obviously I was
thinking as well, like, this is just going to be our mates, but there's all these people. I'm like, I don't know that person or that person, or like just all these random people. Like, obviously we post something and we never had any like ad spend, but we'd post it and people tag their mates and then they tag their mates because the content was funny or valuable.
Oh, that's
how we did it. So I was like, that's what I've enjoyed doing. And I think taking the next step for me will be learning, as I said, I have no idea how to do this at the moment, but learning how to take that engagement and run digital campaigns and digital ads and retarget people and try and push them further down the funnel, because that's like the stuff I find fun, is the creative content side of things. But it's how to, like, it's all well and good to have that, but you still need to know.
Yeah, you can't just put up that front of like, I'm good at this. You got to back it up with that work. And exactly.
That's sort of what,
that's awesome, dude. Yeah, well, mate, it's been fucking, it's always fucking unreal talking to you. You're the fucking funniest bloke I ever know. But yeah, man, so like, what's the business called again?
Gold by the Grand.
Cool. Is it Gold by the Grand on Instagram? Yeah. And
it's with two underscores. Trying to think, I'm pretty sure it's two underscores.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's GoldBYTHEGIAM.
Okay. Two underscores. Well, I'll link it in this, and obviously I'll do a little plug to my five followers on Instagram, mate. But
probably five more than we've got.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you a follow too. Yeah, and I'll give you personal account to follow too, because you'll probably fucking put shit on there again. Yeah, man, like I said, it's been unreal talking to you, and I reckon we do this again maybe in a couple months, and like, see how it's traveling, because I think definitely. You know, having it that you started it tonight, it's kind of cool. It'd be really cool to kind of check in with you and see how it goes, and yeah, hopefully
keep me accountable.
Yeah, keep you fucking accountable. Keep you there. Yeah, awesome, man. Anyway, yeah, thanks for coming in. Alrighty, guys, that is, I don't know what episode that is, but this is Darcy Gannon and the Inner City Hermit signing off. Have a fucking great week or whatever you're doing, guys. You know how it is. And say hi, say, tell your mate you love him. Love you, man. See you, brother.